This week, I'm joined by an incredibly talented individual. He first won Australia Over, winning Australian Idol, then went on to release hit singles. There was Black Box, Unbroken, and has very recently shared his moving story about his battle with cancer. Please welcome to Boxed In, Stan Walker.
Hello.
Stan, so good to see you. And can I start off by saying how brave you've been over the last few weeks? Because you've gone, you know, obviously this incredibly painful journey you've been on. And I felt for you a few months ago because people were talking about it and you hadn't had a chance to share your story yet. How are you and how confronting has it been having to do to talk about this so publicly all the time?
I'm pretty like open with this kind of thing, and I'm different. I'm not like anybody else in normal, like, you know, with this kind of thing. I think usually people freak out and they get scared and a bit dramatic. I'm dramatic, you know, as hell in any other way, but like with this, I've just dealt with it so much within my own family and seeing so many family members, friends, and, you know, go through this. And so it's kind of a normal thing, which it shouldn't be normal, but it is. It's been a normal thing for a long time. So when it happened to me, I was just like, oh, it is what it is. And I guess I'll just make the most of it, like, in the best way and help, like, you know, myself get through this, my family, and hopefully educate people along the way.
Don't go anywhere. Stan Walker is boxed in with me for the whole hour. Your documentary, which has charted your journey to recovery after the devastating diagnosis that you received, and it's all this heart-rending footage. But as you just said, it's ultimately uplifting. It's been a real portrait of your strength. What was the initial diagnosis and how? I mean, you faced it so bravely, but that must have been so confronting.
So I went in for a test because my mum was like nagging me. She found these new doctors and surgeons at the Peter Mac Centre in Melbourne, and she was like, oh, son, they know about our family. They've studied our family. Like, you should come in. They really want to just, you know, just do a scope on you and just see, you know, what's happening. I was like, oh, this is so annoying. And she just kept nagging me, and I was like, oh, stuff this. Then, oh, okay, then I'll do it. So I came and I was like, okay, whatever, you know, just ring my mum and tell her if anything happens or whatever. And then my mum rang me up a week later and she's like, oh, son, they found cancer. And she was crying and I was just like, oh, that's trippy. And then we just started laughing. And like, you know, I was just like, oh, it had to be both you and I, eh, mum? Like, both of us going through it. But obviously it's sad. My family, you know, it was hard for them to deal with it, especially because my mum was in recovery, you know, and she had just got cancer 8 months before me. So, like, you know, it was a bit of a blow to our family, and we were a little bit discouraged. And like when I found out that my mum had cancer, like, man, I thought, like, that's when I lost it. But with me, I was just like, oh, it's me, whatever, you know, I'm gonna get through this. But like, yeah, it was real hard for my family.
I bet. And I think, you know, you're right. When it's you, you think, oh, I've got this. But when it's somebody you love, like your mum, and I imagine for your mum finding out about you, and I think you, and I've known you for years, Stan, and know your close relationship with your mum. And I think what's absolutely beautiful is your brand new single, Thank You, that was written as an ode to your mum. And did your mum get emotional the first time she heard it?
Oh my gosh, she actually didn't even like it when she first
You're
heard
kidding.
It.
You're kidding!
And then my little sister's like, Mum, that song's about you. And I was like, it's so obvious. And then next minute she's like, oh, I love this song, because she likes like big songs and upbeat and epic. Yeah. And this was like, I don't know, she just was expecting like greatness. And she was like, it's not good enough for me.
No way! Has she come round?
Oh, she's come around now. She loves it because it's about her. So,
of course. You're listening to Boxed In. My special guest this week is Stan Walker. When did you get back into writing music, or did you, all through your healing process, have you been writing and being creative? Is that a tool you've sort of used to deal with the situation?
I was all there while I was recovering. It's just my body wasn't there, and like, I just couldn't wait to get into the studio. So as soon as I, you know, had a chance, I was straight in there. And like, because I had so many ideas and I wanted to do so much, I just didn't have the voice for it. My body couldn't do what I wanted to do. But I'm like, yeah, I just like being in the studio, being back on the stage, doing what I'm doing, traveling, working, like, man, that's like, I love it so much. That was the longest that I've been out of work and like since I started.
Wow.
I haven't had that long off work, yeah, since I started, which was like, you know, it's like that was hard for me.
And I mean, a lot of fans would obviously like to know, and they're concerned for you. How is your health at the moment? Where are you at now?
Like I'm a lot better than I was, obviously. But it's a day by day thing. It's a day to day. Like I'm still getting used to what's the new normal.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, figuring out like what I can do, what I can't do, what I can eat, what I can't eat. But for the most part, like I am quite healthy these days in terms of like, you know, like I never used to be healthy at all. And when I was, it was just, I used to, you know, I do things and like I'm either all in or all out, yes, and it doesn't last long.
Yeah, I know. Familiar with that.
Yeah. So, but now, yeah, I'm doing real good. And I feel like, you know, this is my best days are like happening now, and
that's
the
great.
Best is yet to come for me.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hey, what's up? I'm Stan Walker and I'm Boxed In with Fifi Box.
I want to flash back because, I mean, your mum's got so much to be proud of, and it's been such a huge journey. Your career is just, you know, went from strength to strength. And I want to flash back to remember in 2013 and you opened for Beyonce? Like, that was epic. Pinching yourself over that?
Oh, definitely. And like, you know, she just did Coachella, which is basically Beachella. Like, I was losing my life. If I had a wig, it came right off.
Wow.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Stan Walker's my special guest this week. Is there anything in the pipeline or things that you'd love to do or conquer? Like, is there more? Because I love, and I know New Zealand loved, obviously, seeing you on the X Factor as a judge. Like, is there more TV work maybe?
I think what I'm focusing on now, like I've got, it's so funny because I was working on projects before I went into the operation. But now, I'm working on other people's projects, and because I direct all my video clips, I do the concepts and like even like do the costumes and stuff like that. So like I love being behind the scenes, not always just in, you know, the front man. Like I love because I got another film coming out this year in Australia.
Fantastic.
Which is, like, so I might as well just try everything. If I'm not good, then I won't do it. Like, and if people keep giving me the opportunity, I'll do it until they say, oh, no, actually, you're not good.
That's right. See, people wouldn't know you were making films, Stan. What film can we look forward to that you're releasing here?
I'm in Chasing Comets, so it's with Dan Ewing and Isabel Lucas and incredible Australian actors. And I'm actually, it's so funny because I play an AFL guy, and at the time, you know, I was a little bit chunky, and I think that it's a comedy, and the comedy was I'm like, you know, I'm this like hoary speaking Maori boy from New Zealand, but I'm like absolute AFL till I die in the film, so it's quite funny. And me and Dan are best mates in the film, so yeah, I actually watched a bit of it and I had to do my ADR stuff, and oh, it's hilarious. I'm embarrassing, to be honest.
No, you'll be great, and just more Stan Walker on our screens. That's what we want to see more of, and it's so great, Stan, to see you doing so well, and thank you for sharing your story and making more music. That's what we love, and you keep doing that.
Oh, thank you so much.